Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Together at last, Dr. Drew, board-certified internist and addiction medicine specialist.
Thank you.
Ow!
Yes, indeed, indeed. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. David Alan Greer coming up a little bit later this week. Harlan Williams, the comedian, will be in here. And Bill Dwyer from BattleBots, which is a show I very much enjoy.
Yeah, you watch a little too much of that, don't you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
On Comedy Central. And speaking of Comedy Central, the man show on tonight, Sunday
Whatever.
Night, 10 o'clock, Comedy Central. So, Drew was in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
A blast.
Yeah?
Fabulous, yeah.
Really?
It's
Why?
Spectacular.
What's good about it?
Well, It's first. I've kind of guessed
okay.
that way. Listen,
it was good.
It was time with my wife alone. It was a quiet time. It was
That's
incredible,
good.
Rich cultural experience.
Uh-huh.
I saw a ton.
Yeah, you went.
Just had a great time.
Went to the museums.
Museums.
Saw all the sights.
Yeah, just whatever we wanted to do, we did. It was great. Traveled down to the into the heartland of Tuscany and went to San Gimignano and these walled medieval cities. Unbelievable.
Any guys try to rape your wife? That's what I hear.
Yeah, a couple, but those are all right.
They yell a lot, the Guinea
they
guys.
Reach. They reach.
They grab.
Yeah, a lot
too.
Of Mamma Mia and reaching. And
really?
Yeah.
Like they're very touchy people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Somehow, what happened to you?
I don't know.
You're Italian.
I'm Italian. I just don't I don't like people touching me. I don't like to touch people. Maybe that's why they threw the Corollas out of Italy.
There's a reason most of those
75
people came,
years
yeah,
ago.
Came over here.
Yeah.
Things weren't working in Italy for you.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt the Corollas, there were not high government officials over there in Italy. Now, I think they may have been tossed out more than leaving looking for a better life.
In fact, did you see the riots in Genoa?
No.
Bush and the G7 was in meeting in Genoa, and Bush ended up in Rome the same day we were in Rome. And some guy led us right in the middle of a riot.
Right
in the middle.
Is the G7 that economic summit?
Yeah.
And they riot everywhere they go, right?
Yeah, but because Bush came to Rome, happened to be the same day we were there, they blocked all the streets out. We had to jump out of a cab. This guy who's sort of guiding us goes, come on down here. We walk in. There's a group of communists here, a group of police with the plastic shields up and the helmets marching towards. We appear right here. Right in the middle.
Drew's doing some good radio. He's using a steno pad and his finger and the mic cord to illustrate it. But basically, he walked in the middle of the police and the rioters.
Yeah.
What happened?
Wonderful. Two Americans show up and we ran out the other side.
Nice.
Nice.
All right. You good?
Yeah. How are you?
You ready to rock? I'm tired. I'm very, very tired.
Why?
Because I was shooting. I shot for 20 hours some man show stuff in Vegas last night until about 4 a.m.
Oh, no.
And I haven't got my clock. My clock haven't got it back yet. But don't worry. I'm going to do one hell of a show tonight. Mm. One hell of a show, you mother effers. Shane?
Shayna? Hi.
What's up?
I was wondering if those breast enhancement pills and creams were, effective at all.
I would say not. Not to any significant extent.
But what about, their guarantees and all their testimonials and, all that stuff?
You know, there's guarantees on a lot of stuff. And I think they just know that a certain amount of people who buy the thing are going to be too lazy to return it, or they won't return your money, guarantee or not. Because it seems like the dicier the product, the greater the guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, close your eyes and think about all the things where they go 100% satisfaction, money-back guarantee.
And you're thinking, no way.
Yeah, because it's the levitating shoes.
Here's the other thing. It's $15 to ship everything back, and it's $4 for the product.
Right. So what are you looking into, the pills?
Yeah, I mean, because I guess I don't know what other option I would have except for, breast surgery, and that seems kind of scary.
What's going on with your breasts?
They're just super small.
Yeah, they're A cups?
Yeah, they're A.
I don't see how anything could work that didn't have estrogen effects, and if you're using estrogen, like in a birth control pill, that kind of thing. Sometimes there can be breast growth, but if you're using those sorts of...
But when I gain weight, if I was going to go on birth control?
I'm just saying, if you're using products that increase your breast size, the only modality, the only way I believe that can happen is with estrogen. And then you're using a chemical, and you're using something that could be potentially dangerous.
Well, listen, do guys complain about your breasts?
Not really, but I mean,
no.
it's more of my own... It's not, really a problem of other people. It's more for me.
Yeah.
It's like I just want to look better in my clothes, and I don't know. It's more of a personal thing. Not
all right. Well, do you have almost no breasts?
I have some breasts.
Yeah. There's a lot of women that are that way, and a lot of beautiful, desirable women. I don't desire them, but a lot of gay guys are into that. Like Drew over here.
You're making her feel a lot better.
I am telling you that I sit in an office with two guys, namely Daniel Kellison and Jimmy Kimmel, my two partners from The Man Show, and argue with them over why big boobs are better all day long, and they go, no, not interested, don't care.
Bonesy.
You understand?
Yeah.
All right, so you're fine. A lot of guys are in it. Look,
also,
look
you're
at
17.
All the, look at all the models. A
couple years more.
Look at all those goddamn waif models. You know what I understand about women? They really make it hard on themselves. You know, they go, well, we have to look at people like Kate Moss as an example of people we're supposed to, you know, and then Kate Moss is flat-chested. There's right. nothing going on there.
Right.
But they take Kate Moss's lower half, her legs and ass, and then they take Dolly Parton's top, and we see images like Kate Moss and Dolly Parton, and we think that we're supposed to be... Well, those are two different women.
Right, yeah.
Most of these women that you guys are all vomiting for to look like and having all these eating disorders and stuff are basically flat-chested. I mean, you sit there and watch one of these runway shows and these models heading down the runway in Milan, and they're very flat-chested.
What's with your partners?
What about them?
They sit in strip bars all night.
How
and look
dare
at,
you?
Look at women with big chests and then complain about it.
How dare you? They've no. never been in a strip club, either one of them, that I'm aware of.
But,
Aaron? What? I don't know why they don't...
There's a lot of things these guys don't like.
They don't like nice big cans.
They don't like cars?
No, they like medium cans. A lot of guys are this
no,
way.
No, but those guys sit in strip clubs for a long period of time. Isn't that...
Well, if you want to call 7 hours a long period, well, then so be it.
They're not in the cars.
No, not in the cars or woodworking. Or,
what?
Well, they call themselves men. I don't know how that works. Aaron?
Yeah.
You're 21?
That's right.
Yeah, speaking of men, the man show's on tonight.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm missing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
What's up there, Aaron?
Hey, question. I had my testicle removed about 2 to 3 years ago.
What happened?
Got twisted.
You
I was born without that little piece of skin.
You had a torsion.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I was a little boy.
Ouch.
Yeah. So I cried about it, man, afterwards.
Because you felt you'd lost something?
Probably.
Well, wait a minute. You got it removed 2-3 years ago, right?
Yeah, just about.
But it'd been twisted since you were a little boy?
Since well, you know, it'd hurt, you know, sometimes, and it'd go away, then it'd hurt again, and it'd go away.
Right.
You know, about 4 months ago, I started to feel this, you know, growth in my sac. Where the nut used to be, like it's trying to grow another nut back, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it ain't.
It's probably a varicocele. There are veins that swell up and get left behind there.
Yeah, but you see, it's been happening. Sometimes it goes away, sometimes it comes back, but now it's been going on for like a long time.
You can get hernias down there. You need to have a doctor take a look at it. I promise you it's not a testicle growing back. Guaranteed.
You don't think it's cancer or anything like that?
The testicle's gone, so I really doubt that, unless there's something about what they just removed it partially, but I suspect they removed the whole thing. And there are lots of other things that can drop down there, so we have that checked out.
Could be one of those phantom pain things, like when someone gets their arm removed.
Yeah.
And they still think they feel pain in the elbow.
The phantom testicle.
But the arm is removed.
Yeah.
Can you get phantom blue balls?
No.
Why not? I mean, you get your testicle removed, and then
because
you
the
get
phantom
blue balls.
Phantom arm. There is phantom arm pain. You're right. I was thinking more in terms of phantom arm, people believing they have the arm there still and feeling like it's moving around.
But, like, no, people get their arm removed.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, let me explain it for the audience, jackass. They get it removed at the shoulder, and they still say they feel some pain in their elbow, which has been in the dumpster for a couple of years now.
Right.
Or what do they do? Feed that to goats? What do they do with the arm when they cut it off?
Incinerate them.
Incinerate. Is that what they do with medical waste?
I think so.
Is that considered medical waste?
Yeah.
Good times.
What was that new man show skit there and there?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Megan.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Hey, you're 16. What's happening?
Oh, hold on here. First of all, I got to say this. You guys are my heroes.
Hmm. Thanks.
Yeah, I really look up to you guys a lot, so that's why I'm talking to yous.
To yous.
Yeah, sorry. well, I've been with this guy for, like, 2 years now. Now, this might not make sense, but about a year ago, right before we were planning for our big anniversary thing, and Kevin told me I can no longer see him because his parents forbid it. Because, well, he's Jewish, I'm not.
Right.
And also, it was a long-distance relationship,
right.
But we managed to see each other, like, at least every month.
So that's what Kevin said. What did Josh have to say?
What? I didn't
Josh.
Hear
Josh.
Josh? Huh? Yeah.
Didn't Kevin's friend Josh?
No.
No.
Huh. Oh, Mr. Schmitz.
All right.
The math teacher?
So Kevin is your ex-boyfriend?
Well, I don't know if he's my ex because we keep in touch and we talk and we email and he still says he loves me.
Oh, boy.
And who's Jewish? He is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Jewish.
And his parents don't want marrying a non-Jew?
Yeah, and he could give a crap about what his parents say, you know, and we've been trying to secretly...
And why wouldn't he want... And listen, you want your kids smart or you want them good looking? you know what I'm saying?
Both. He's both. He's smart and good looking.
Yeah, but that girl ain't gonna be. That's why you got to get some Goyim blood into the mix.
Yeah,
good looking jeans in there.
But the ethnicity is really through the female, so that's a bigger issue.
Oh yeah, you're screwed.
And like when we talked and stuff about this, we promise each other we lose our virginity to each other. I know that sounds very complicated.
Okay, but now how far away is he from you?
He's only like 2 hours.
Oh, right. And when's the last time you saw him?
That sounds so bad. July 25th, 2000.
Oh boy, are you seeing other guys?
Hold on, 2000?
A year ago.
Yeah, it's been since the Warped Tour. He took me to see Green Day for my birthday.
Are you seeing other guys in the meantime?
No, we've been completely faithful to each other. You know, we haven't seen each other in a long time.
Is he 16 also?
He's 7 months younger than me, so he'll be 16 in February.
No, that's why he's remaining faithful. Wait a minute. How is it that you don't see a guy for a year and you consider him your boyfriend and you only live 2 hours away?
Well, it's this. I can't sneak around his parents. We've been trying.
Hold on a second. I was smarter than my parents when I was 9. He can't work his way around. When did you become smarter or at least less crazy than your parents, Drew? What was it?
Well, my mom, like, she's like, go ahead, sneak around. I'm like, can't. His mom hates me.
All right. Do you have a driver's license?
I'm hoping to get one soon.
And how big a pussy is this guy? He can't figure out. He can't work around his mom.
Trust me, his mom's pretty controlling.
All right.
Hath no fury like a Jewish mother.
No kidding. Jesus Christ. And this guy's so whipped, he can't figure out how to get out from under his mom's thumb.
Yeah.
He's still hanging onto her apron strings. And what do you want to be with him for anyway?
Because he's the first guy who's ever said I was beautiful.
Yeah, well, there will be others.
Yeah, there'll be other drunken guys.
It's just, I don't know, it's some other stuff.
What other stuff?
Well, like, for his birthday, I was being funny. I took him in his bathroom. His parents were upstairs, and I know what's going on. Well, I kind of gave him a bit of a hum job.
Yeah.
And before I did it, he looked down at me and said, you don't have to do this, because I know you love me. I know how unbelievable this guy says this to me, and I'm like, and this is my first time ever doing this, so I have the lights off. I'm pretty much chicken.
Hold on a second. We got to talk about Megan for a second.
Yeah,
I think Megan's a little nutty.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
She's got something going on.
This is the deal. I'm in love with this guy because, A, he says I'm beautiful, and, B, he told me I didn't have to give him a blowjob.
Right.
That sounds like the greatest foundation for a relationship I've heard of recently. Sounds fabulous.
I got some questions about Megan's dad. Megan?
What?
What kind of a-hole is your dad?
My dad?
Yeah.
Well, my dad and my mom sort of kind of get along.
No, that wasn't the question.
What kind of guy is your dad?
My dad's pretty cool.
Yeah, you like him?
Yeah, we hang out and stuff.
Really?
Hang out?
Yeah, well, I mean, me and him, you know, he teaches me how to play bass guitar and...
Oh, boy.
Does he smoke a lot of weed?
No, my dad doesn't smoke.
When did he give that up?
My dad gave up cigarette smoke.
No, I'm talking about pot.
I don't think he ever did pot.
Listen, nobody knows how to play bass guitar and doesn't smoke a ton of weed. Are you kidding me?
Okay, well, I think he probably did some in the 70s. I don't know.
All right, well, what happened to you then? You seem kind of whacked out.
Well, I'm a bit nervous because I'm talking to you.
Okay, but anyone ever tell you to get on any medication or anything?
Well, I used to be on a low dosage of Prozac before I met Kevin.
You're insane.
And who got you on the Prozac?
Well, I told my doctor that I was sick of the depression, and she was like, okay, so what do we want to do about it? And I went through counseling and stuff.
Okay, well, and...
I still go to a counselor.
All right, good. Stay with that.
All right, and talk to your counselor about this.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, you could talk to us about it.
Well, but I'm thinking about the alternatives. She'd be acting out in a different direction if she weren't pining over this guy.
Yeah.
But, Megan, here's the main thing. You need to be able to realistically assess your partners and what you want from relationships. This relationship is built on fantasy.
I haven't seen the guy in over a year.
Over a year. And what you're saying you like about the guy, what you really love about him, are things that are spurious. They don't make sense. They aren't real.
Well, they're not positives. They're just not negatives.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's got two legs.
He told me I didn't have to... He didn't force me to do something to him I didn't particularly want to do.
And he doesn't have herpes yet. Okay. Let's talk to... and by the way, at 15 and a half, 16 years old, not seeing someone from the age of 15 to the age of 16 is a lifetime.
Different person at the end of that year.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Bo?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah. First off, I want to say I'm glad you're back, Adam.
Thank you.
BattleBots, easily the second best show on television.
That's right.
Man
just behind the Man Show. Coming.
No. Behind Big Guy and Rusty the Boy Robot.
Mm.
Cartoon show on Fox.
Never seen that one.
Man Show, a very close third.
Okay. What's up?
Well, I called a few days ago, and I got hung up on by... who's that guy that was there filling in for you?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, he hung up on me.
All right. What's going on?
Who hung up?
Stryker.
Oh,
yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that called Drew that was on house arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept asking, what did you do? And I was obviously being rather candid. And, I mean, I understand you guys don't like it when people don't directly answer. But I figured what you wanted to know was it violent or not? And it's not, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Here's what we want to know. What did you do?
Okay, you want to know what I did? Okay, I stole some computers.
Oh, okay.
That's what I did.
From where you worked or something?
No.
Okay.
All right. Did you break into a store?
No, it was from a school.
Oh, all right. I'm all for that, by the way.
You're for that?
You know, I'm not taking from anybody personally.
No.
To get it back.
No, that's what you call victimless crime there. I remember when I hijacked the bookmobile in the eighth grade.
Shocking.
No harm done.
What'd you do with all those books?
I burnt them in a Nazi-like bonfire in my neighbor's yard.
I certainly know you didn't read them.
No. So, Bo... Uh-huh. You're on house arrest.
That's right.
You got one of those ankle bracelets.
Oh yeah, it's fun time.
Yeah, my friend Chris had one of those. You're lucky you can make it out to the mailbox without the thing going off.
I feel like I'm married with this.
You know, I was watching. I spent a lot of time on an airplane last week, and I was watching a Third Rock episode, and he was talking about things that were happening and some awful thing, and he looked at me and went, "Good times."
Who said that?
The John Lithgow character.
Wait, he looked at you?
No. In the episode of Third Rock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that was filmed years ago, so I didn't rip it off.
Phil Hartman used to say that on news radio.
That's good times?
Oh, yeah, that's where I picked it up.
No, I never saw that.
Oh.
All right, so anyway there, Bo, how long are you on house arrest, and what's your question?
I got 3 months. My question I started last time was, because I have a few rules in dating, you know, I don't ask out girls while I'm at work, I don't ask out girls while they're at work, and I don't date girls I work with in close proximity.
All right. Great times.
That leaves
fat whores
exactly,
for you to date.
I call up and I bring home.
Right. So?
So, well, you know, it's... I'm thinking.
All right, are you... Bo, hold on a second. Are you asking what's up with the dating and how you could do more of it?
Well, I just want your opinion on, you know, what am I supposed to do? Trick somebody into coming over here or what?
In other words, you're allowed to go to work, right?
I can go to work and I can come home. And
see, his point, he doesn't get to meet anybody unless he breaks his cardinal rule one, which is date people he meets at work.
Where do you work?
I work at a video store.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Seems like a good place. First off, here's the deal about working. And sleeping with people you work with. You work at a law firm, you don't sleep with other attorneys. You work at a McDonald's, you go ahead and rape everyone who works there because you'll be gone in 6 months.
I think he's even talking about customers in this case.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about asking anybody I work with.
Hold on a second.
Let me talk about Bo for a second without Bo talking. Bo's one of these guys who could not get blown in a brothel if if he poured honey on himself and rolled in an ATM Jimmy's. That it exploded. He could not get a BJ in a brothel. So what he does, listen to me, all guys who have rules about dating, those are retroactive excuses for never getting laid. Listen, I don't go for this. I don't go for that. You don't go for anything because you never get laid. And now you got a reason why you never get laid. You got your rules.
Ask him. Ask him if that's true.
Oh, yeah, who's going to admit to that? Bo, is that true?
Adam, that hurt.
I know, but there's a lot of truth in it, isn't there?
It's really not. I mean, I used to date a lot of girls I worked with when I worked somewhere else. But that was different because they'd be in different departments, and I'm never going to date somebody I'm working with in close proximity.
All right, so you're talking about...
Why not? Maybe you fall in love with them.
Well, maybe not. It's not.
But you want a get out of jail free card for dating at work customers.
Now he wants to know what to do because
he wants to meet customers.
How much longer are you on house arrest?
I got a couple of weeks left.
He's
driving me mad.
All right, just stick out the next couple of weeks. How do you answer this question? I can't go anywhere but work. I won't date anyone at work. Who do I date? Well, here's the answer to that. No answer. You answered it yourself. You did the math. You wait out your house arrest for another few weeks, and then you do it. I couldn't spend 10 seconds with Bo. He'd drive me nuts. He's one of those guys. They don't know it either.
No.
There's two types of a-holes. There's the thinking man a-hole.
Which is that? What's that?
That's Bo.
Oh, I see.
Intellectual a-hole.
Right, intellectualizing.
A-hole.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're just your sort of run-of-the-mill, you know, white trash a-holes.
Right, right.
Which are even better because at least you know what you're getting. You don't have to process them.
This is righteous indignation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what Bo's got a streak about him. I don't know what it is. The hair on the back of my neck stands up. All right, let's, what are we doing? What do we got, the man show on in there? Yeah? I'm going to go watch that. All right, we'll take a break. Oh, it's a commercial? No, we better talk a little bit.
No.
No, 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 no.
You're serious.
Oh, it's back on? No, I don't believe it. Oh, take another call. Where are you going, Drew?
Oh,
listen, you're here for 2 hours any way you look at it.
Oh,
Gavin?
God.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 19.
Yes. First off, I'd like to ask you, how are you guys anyway?
Good.
We're tired. Well, yeah, you're tired. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I'm tired. My clock screwed up, but I'll be fine.
Because why, Gavin?
Because nobody ever asks, you know.
No, we'll appreciate that.
All right.
Whatever.
My friend Rob's getting his penis pierced. He's getting a barbell put through it.
Good time.
Mm-hmm. Basically, what happened is he had one put through his tongue. He figures there's no side effects because the tongue one went fine. He kept the hygiene up and everything's grand.
God.
But, grand. You know, personally, I don't know much about piercing.
Use the S word there like an idiot. So easy not to use the S word, too, in that particular situation. He's calling about his friend's penis. He's getting a barbell through it. Hey, let's get some hot chicks on this goddamn computer, can we? Instead of a bunch of jack-offs. 19-year-old idiots. Let's go. You hear me? Let's get some good-looking chicks with some boob-related questions.
Tara's talking to you.
19-year-old idiots.
She's screaming at you through the glass. Did you catch all that?
No.
Okay.
We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll come back with Gavin, talk to him about his friend's penis, and then we'll be back.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Our last caller hung up, and I say good riddance to him. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. David Alan Greer is going to be in here on Tuesday. Bill Dwyer from he's the host of Battle Bots on Comedy Central. He'll be in here tomorrow night. I really I like him, and I like the show. Harlan Williams, another real funny comedian, will be in here on Thursday. So lots of good funny guests coming on the show.
Twinkie hole, baby! Woo!
That's David Allen. Aaron?
Hi.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have, like, this thing where, like, sometimes when I'm alone, I like to draw, like, porn. And I don't know if that's, like, is there something wrong with me, or...
What kind of porn do you draw?
Well, it's, like, I'm not a lesbian, but sometimes it's like girls and stuff. And then like, I was kind of dueling some while you put me on hold, and as guys right now. They're like, I don't know. It's just kind of, I don't know.
Okay.
Were you exposed to a lot of sexual material growing up?
No.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
No. I'm
were you
sheltered.
Were you physically abused?
No.
Did you have an Etch-a-Sketch?
just like notepads and stuff.
Are you anything else going on in your life? Are you functioning okay at school? You're feeling okay?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's hard to, I don't know, like my parents are kind of strict and stuff, and it's kind of like a tension reliever, but...
Yeah, it sounds like a way of releasing aggression, frankly. You think?
Maybe, I don't know.
Can you start drawing Jesus? I mean, in the porn? No, just, don't you draw flowers or fruit or something? No?
Yeah, I can draw lots of stuff, so...
Yeah. Are you a good drawer?
Yeah. I took, like, an art class for the first time, like, this last year, and...
Yeah.
No porn to turn in.
And oh, they don't accept that?
No, 10th grade, no.
And after you draw the porn, what do you do with the pictures?
It's kind of dangerous. I actually kind of save them, but they're like, I don't know, they're like in my room hidden.
Yeah, someone's going to find those and freak on you.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that. I should, like, get rid of them.
Yeah, you should.
Mm.
Listen, let me give and all right, so don't worry about it.
Well, it's a concern, but it's nothing, nothing I can say that she has to do about it just now. If she's otherwise functioning okay and she feels okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all right.
Let me give a quick heads up to everybody right now who's got some homemade sketched porn hidden in their room, or old videotape of them with some other chick, or a phone number of some chick you met out on the road or something. Whatever it is, whatever you got, whether it's a hash pipe that's under your car seat, whatever it is that you don't want someone to find out about, they will find out about it eventually. Eventually, you'll get pulled over and a cop will put a flashlight down there and mm-hmm. find that hash pipe. Eventually, your folks are going to come in your room and find... Here's what I'm saying. Do it. Just get rid of it now.
But it's grandiose thinking, right? To think that things will never get caught. You know what I mean?
Well, but that's how
it's it's my thinking. It's the world according to me.
No.
No one ever shines a light down here.
I don't think it's grandiose. I think it's stupidity.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's grandiosity. I mean, when I was 15, I would have left a dead hooker on my bed and ran out to the liquor store while my parents were home just thinking, look, they're not going to come in my room in the 15 minutes I'm out. Going to the liquor store. Do you know what I'm saying? It's stupidity.
No, I don't. I don't know what
you don't
that
have
is.
That?
No.
You never had that? I mean, you know what I mean? It's stupidity meets experience. As you get popped, as you get busted, the more times you get your car stolen, the more you tend to put the alarm on and put the club on it. And
you know, I think
if you're smart.
I think some people are hypervigilant already. Their motors going at a high pace.
Yeah.
You ain't one of those guys.
No.
I am one of those guys.
Yes.
And so my brain worked a little differently.
Right. You're scared. You're running scared.
Yeah, right.
Running scared. Sprinting scared.
Scampering. Yes, that's me.
You were shot out of a cannon scared. Right. I didn't get scared until I was older and had stuff. Well, also, here's the other thing, too, and then we'll go to the next call. I never had anything to lose. You don't have stuff to lose. You're not really scared of anything. Mm-hmm. You don't have a nice car. You don't have you don't have anything that anyone wants. People got to worry about you. You don't have to worry about them. You don't got anything.
Right.
So what? You don't get those habits of, let's get insurance for this, let's protect that. Insurance for what? You're driving an old moped. Right. What do you care?
Right.
And if you get hurt or something, oh, who cares? It's just you. So I think that's what that is. Dustin?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 20.
Yeah. I'm 20 years old, and last night I found out my girlfriend's only 16, and I thought she was 18.
Girlfriend of how long? How long?
We've been together for like 9 months.
And how is it? No, it's Cincinnati. It's worse. How is it? Nothing. How is it that you didn't know that she was 16?
She told me she was 18 when we met and everything, and I took her to a friend's house the other day, and my friend's little brother told me she was only 16. He's in the same class. You know what I'm saying?
You guys aren't in the same school or anything?
Nah, I'm not. I'm graduated.
I see.
All right. Mm-hmm. So now what? He's 20. She's 16.
Yeah.
How long?
Yeah.
How long have they been together?
9 months.
9 months.
All right. Well,
kind of a mess. You been sleeping with her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How much do you like her?
Well, she's all right. You know what I'm saying? She's just like a booty call, basically. But
oh, all right. Well, you're not interested.
I'm just wondering what I should do. You know, like end it or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Break up with her.
Yeah, if you don't care about her, by all means, give her that dignity.
Well, look, she's just a booty call, and you could get arrested for the booty call, and then you just break up.
Yeah, I understand, but he's worried. Why is he worried about what he needs to do? Is he worried about hurting her feelings? This is a woman he doesn't care about at all. Mm-hmm. You know, what's he worried about here?
I think he just wanted to say, there's a lot of guys who'd like to say they were banging underage chicks, except for it's not a very popular thing to discuss, but if you were tricked into it,
mm-hmm.
then it's kind of cool.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Men are lame, aren't they?
Joe?
Yeah.
Well, she was the one who was lying.
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I would just like to know, you know, is it good to have sex before football games, you know, in sports activities?
Yeah.
This is one of those hot chicks you were asking for, isn't it?
Huh?
Yeah. Is this one of the big busted hot young chicks I'd been pleading for in the last break? Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
It's fine to do that. It's a wives' tale that you can't have sex before a sporting event.
Will you play better, or is it better to do it? I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get a better feel.
Turn your radio down, first of all.
All right.
Second, let me just say that testosterone, if you're playing a game like football or boxing, aggression is something that you utilize. And testosterone tends to fuel aggression, so you want to do things that optimize testosterone levels as one of the things you might want to sort of do to adjust your physiology. And actually, if you have too little sex, your testosterone levels kind of drop off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What about beating off?
Again, too much. Adam, not good.
Uh-huh.
Too little, not good.
Is beating off any different than sex in terms of how your body reacts to it?
It is, but it's complex and I'm not sure fully understood.
But your body does know some subtle difference between the hand and the vagina.
Your central nervous system gets involved with it when it's not your hand.
What if you're really loaded like I am when I beat off? I mean, wouldn't I convince myself I'm actually with a woman?
Yeah, I suppose you could, yes.
Okay.
Especially, you have
to say get good and loaded before you beat off.
That's what I'm always saying. Isn't that my motto?
And so let me put it to you this way, Drew. Other than burning X amount of calories, however many calories you exert or you lose when you're having sex,
right.
Is there any reason not to have sex an hour before a sporting event other than the calorie burning?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Because maybe there's some sort of endorphin rise
or something like that?
There
certainly is a sort of a muscular relaxation associated with the serotonin surge and whatnot, and maybe that changes muscular performance.
So
an alertness.
Basically, when you're done having... I mean, think about... Okay, let's put it this way. In the animal world, when you want to mate, you got to run down your partner and basically pounce on him.
Right.
In many animal kingdoms,
humans
right?
not that far off. Yes.
Well, I mean, instinctually,
yes.
I would bet you there's a fair amount of that that we got to go in there and club them on the head and drag them to the cave kind of thing.
Right.
So I would imagine before sex, you have a certain amount more energy,
yes.
at least.
Yes.
And then after, it's time to take a nap.
That's right.
So I don't imagine you want to do it more than a few hours before.
I would think the day before would be fine.
All right. Let's talk to... So when I used to play football, I actually sodomized the mascot at halftime. That's why I wasn't good in the
What was the mascot?
It was
Conquistador, wasn't it?
No, it was a Husky.
Oh.
North Hollywood Husky. It was a dog. But there was a guy in the outfit, ironically. But I always just closed my eyes. I pictured the dog. Mm. I pictured like I was raping a dog.
Good times.
Barbara?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I've been going out with this guy for about 4.5 months now. I mean, 4.5 years, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 months ago, he broke up with me for another guy.
Hmm. You were dating someone since you were...
I wanted to know if, like, a result of that could be anything wrong with me.
You mean as though you made him gay?
Yeah.
No, you did not make him gay.
I can't?
No, you can't make him gay.
There's nothing wrong with me?
Well, I wonder why...
If you'd been a little better, he probably would have just been bi.
I wonder why you would stay with someone for 4 years. And even if you hadn't told us that this guy was homosexual and just said, I've been with someone since I was 14, we'd start to question you a little bit.
Why?
14 to 18?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's a long run, but it happens. There was always that goofball couple you hated so much in high school.
Yeah, that's usually like 16 to 18. This is 14 to 18. All right.
Yeah, I met him in high school.
Right. Well, listen, you didn't turn him gay.
I did. Okay.
No way. But I wonder what the quality of that relationship was during all those years. Why you guys were hiding out so much with each other. I mean, he was hiding up from his homosexual feelings. He, did, of course, didn't want to admit that to himself and was struggling with that, I'm sure. But what are you hiding out from?
I don't know. Nothing that I can think of.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
You're able to date and everything's okay? You don't feel you aren't anxious about social situations?
No.
Did you freak out when he told you he was gay?
Yeah.
Why did he tell you?
I've been going with him for 4 years, and then he just comes out and told me he's going out with this guy named...
Oh.
When
did you clank that out?
Kind of get the whole name in there, huh, Ritardo?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what's great about our callers?
What?
And the stupidity of them.
Well, I think that was a...
No, you think that was a slight? Hey, Barbara?
Yeah?
Were you trying to take a dig at...
No, I think this may be bogus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, maybe it is. All right. So, Drew, you think this is bogus?
Because it's not fitting. It's not... She doesn't... Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Things are not fitting together.
All right, Barbara, we don't believe you now.
Liar! Liar! Whore! Liar! Whore! And you know it!
Yeah.
See? There you go.
It's true. She got the whole name out.
Yeah, he put the guy's full name out. She had no reason for being in this 4-year relationship, and he comes out with it all of a sudden. It's just not reality. It's not how people work.
Let me explain. We've talked oftentimes about the bogus gene being something that's exclusive to men. The BS, the jack-off gene, the screw-with gene. It's something that's only found in men. Once in a while, you'll find a woman who does it, usually
put up to
by a man. But here's the problem. They can't cut it. You know what I mean? They don't have the tools. Like, she was kind of with it, but as soon as you brought up bogus, she kind of fell off.
Mm. The jack-off would stay with it. He'd heat it up.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. The stakes have been raised. All right, what's going on? I want to watch your man show. Is it on in there? We had a commercial. Hmm? No, it's over, but there's another one on after it. This whole big guy. Would you turn down your... Oh, no, that can't be done, right? You can't turn down that microphone, can you? You can't? Can you do that, Anderson? Can you turn down your mic? You can't be done. And this thing that adjusts the speakers in this room cannot be altered either.
Dude, I just work here, man. What do you want?
Okay.
But this is a great conversation to have on the air, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, look, you want me to talk to Anderson during the commercial?
No, I know. I know better.
That's my time.
That's your pee time.
That's right. All right. Now, here's what I'm asking you. Is there a commercial on for that man show now? Yes? Yes? All right. Hey, shut up. Jesus Christ. What the hell goes on here?
We didn't hear it.
Oh, Anderson's throwing a bunch of toad. Okay.
Here we go.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Good to see Dr. Drew back here. It's been too long, Drew.
Yeah, it has been.
I missed you, buddy.
Yeah.
I was talking to my dad on the phone on the ride in, and I said...
Does your dad know who I am? Now, if you mention my name, what do you know who you're talking about?
My dad is great. Let me tell you a few things about my dad. And I can speak freely because there's no way in a billion years he's listening to this radio show. A couple things about my dad. Anyone's been listening to the show for a while, he wanted to come on the show once, and he suggested Friday at 7 o'clock. That's all you need. You want to know about my dad, that's all you need to know. This show has been on... Well, the show's been on the air in Los Angeles for 18 years. Has it ever been on a Friday?
No.
I've been host.
Never.
Has it ever been on at 7 o'clock?
No, never,
no.
Never.
I was hosting the show for a couple of years before my dad suggested coming on Friday around 7. That's the number one. Number two, let me tell you what he's capable of. My dad can climb into a brand new BMW M3. New car I got, brand new, smells like that new leather, dealer plates on it. Yeah, you know it's like when you climb into a car that's a week old,
exciting.
Especially an expensive
sports car,
and not say a goddamn word, not one word. The old car was silver, the new car is black, climb into it, not say one word, ever. He can do that. And number three, what the hell was that? What did you ask?
You were talking to him on the way over here.
Right. And you asked...
Would he know my name?
One time when I was saying my partner, Dr. Drew, and no, I said my partner, Drew. This was a couple of months ago. He thought I was talking about a Mason friend of my buddy Ray's, whose name is also Drew, who I've met on two occasions.
And tonight you were talking?
But tonight I told him I missed Drew, and he knew who I was talking about.
Oh, wow,
I
moved.
Or they could have thought I missed the Mason.
The Mason guy again.
Addie?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's on?
Well, me and my boyfriend have been together for about a year now. And he's been having this problem more and more. It's where he's all ready to go, ready to get intimate, but right when his clothes come off, he kind of goes away. Mm-hmm. I mean, he loses his erection.
What point in the action are the clothes coming off? In other words, are you guys...
It's like when he gets all the way undressed. It's just...
No, but I mean, are you guys in the back of a car or something?
Oh.
Are you guys ready to go to bed? What sort
no,
of circumstance?
No, just like in a bed. You know, like in a bed, just us two, no one else in the house, and whatever.
And you're rolling around, like, making out before then?
Yeah.
And he has a good erection?
Mm-hmm. Good and hard and ready.
Pressing, yeah.
The whole term good erection I find rather amusing.
And you know what it is, though? I mean, I swear I think this is some of it. And I've always discussed this with you, Drew. You get the erection going in your pants, and it's like when you see a goat scratch itself against a tree, you know?
Right.
Leaning on it. Yeah, they're like pushing on it. And they're getting some friction from it.
I think more of those cartoons of people are wrapped up on a railroad track and going to burst.
What are you talking about, wrapped up on a railroad
track? You know, they wrap them up in rope.
Yeah, you're bound. The point is there's some pressure, and then all of a sudden you're out in the wind, and you're not pushing against anything anymore. I mean, this is a psychological thing, but there's
some dynamic aspect to it.
Yeah, it's like if he could keep the pressure, the physical pressure on his penis and lose the emotional pressure of getting naked with his girlfriend, he'd be fine. How old is he?
He's 23. He just turned 23.
Is he on any medication?
Not that I know of, but he does have a few medical problems. Like, I guess he almost had a stroke when he was 18. And
from what?
Huh?
From what?
Oh, stress.
No. How high is he, and how high are you?
Yeah, there's no such thing as that.
18-year-old have a stroke.
Well, that's before I knew him. I've only known him for about a year now.
Well, look, either the guy was doing crank, or he's just BSing about
it. He was doing stimulants, or he had an aneurysm, almost bled for some reason. Or
another thing, he takes a lot of vitamins, like Metrex and shakes and pills and stuff.
Is he a bodybuilder type?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it when those guys can't get a boner.
Well, those guys...
So he's funny.
Yeah, he's probably taking some...
Isn't that funny?
Well, the first time me and him had sex, he told me, like, about a month later that he took some kind of stimulant, like an hour before he came over.
Oh, boy. He's doing drugs. So that's what you got going here. And he may be doing...
Is that your mom?
That's my friend. I'm at my friend's house, but I'm out on the porch.
He may be doing steroids. He may be doing stimulants. There's something here going on biologically. I suspect something pharmacological going on that's really affecting his performance.
Yeah. Oh, listen, she's got bigger fish to fry than his penis.
Yeah.
And it's not a cycle. It's not when he gets naked. This guy's doing stuff.
Yeah.
He's on the juice, man. Ken?
Hey, how's it going?
You're 20. What's going on?
Yeah, this is sort of the situation here. My girlfriend and I have been living together for about 6 months now. We're both 20 years old, and we both come from pretty dysfunctional backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, you know, are we just fooling ourselves? You know, I mean, is there any way to, you know, we've had a few problems.
Yeah.
Are you destined to dysfunctional relationships the rest of your life? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I mean, I just want to know if it's possible for it to work out between us without therapy or anything like that.
Yeah, it's possible. But I'll tell you what, if troubles arise, remember that treatment works and you should take advantage of that if you're, in fact, you're really committed to this relationship surviving.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very committed to this.
All right, well, if things start going awry, just get yourselves to treatment.
Mm.
Okay?
What happened to her growing up?
Her father was, you know, verbally, emotionally, and physically abusive.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, you got your hands full with her more than she's got her hands full with you.
Well,
I don't know about that.
What's your deal, Ken? What happened to you?
Well, my father is a bisexual methamphetamine addict.
Okay. Well, she has her hands full with you.
Well, what did he do to you? Anything?
There's no real way to tell. I don't specifically remember anything.
Are you bisexual?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, look, here's the good news. You guys should both treat yourselves like you have, well, not quite cancer. Let's say diabetes.
Yeah,
here's what it is. It's like somebody called and said, look, I got diabetes. I met someone who has diabetes. We fell in love and we're living together.
Yeah.
What's the... Well, look, you got to watch yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all right. You don't have to ruin your life. You just got to do a little work.
Exactly.
A little extra work.
Agreed.
All right. Well, and the psychological stuff isn't that much different than something like that.
That's true.
Which is... God dealt you a crappy hand. You got a transvestite junkie for a dad. Now, once a week, you got to go see a guy and talk about your problems and maybe a little medication or read a book. You got to do a little extra work a week to take care of this, just like if you had any disease.
It's just like if you had kidney disease or other disease. You got a brain disorder.
That's right.
Treatment.
But you can have a good life. Probably not, but you could.
Nope.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline, fast-growing outlaw radio, North America. Well, that's it for the night.
Yeah. You're good. Glad to be back, and good night.
I hope you all enjoyed that. Dr. Drew over there. I'm Adam Carolla, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bill Dwyer's going to be in here tomorrow night. He's the blonde-haired guy from BattleBots on Comedy Central, a show I very much enjoy watching. Also, David Alan Greer.
Anything you can cause addiction, Adam. Did you know that?
That's David Alan Greer as Dr. Drew. David is going to be in here on Tuesday night. We always have a good time with him because he's nuts, but he's really funny. So that'll be good. And Harlan Williams will be in here. He's a comedian you'll recognize, too. Does a lot of movies and very funny. And I saw him in Montreal about a week ago. Mm. So we'll see him on Thursday. And Kristen.
Hello.
Hey, you're 26.
Yes.
What's up?
I just wanted to know when it's morally okay for a guy to have sex in a relationship.
What do you mean morally?
Well, when does he not think that she's a slut? Obviously, I know not the first date. That's obvious. But I'm thinking, like, if I like the guy and I'm dating him, I don't want to wait 6 months.
What do you want to do?
I like 6 or 7 dates is okay with me.
All right.
But I still want to be respected, and I wanted to know. I'm new to the dating scene, back in it again, so.
Why? What have you been doing before?
Just staying single. I'm going back to school, and I spend so much time at school, so.
Why weren't you dating when you weren't at school?
Pardon?
Why weren't you dating when you were not at school?
I was.
All right. And listen, I stopped listening about 3 days ago on this show. And look, it's always funny when people talk about they're new to the dating, they're re-entering the dating scene like it's the motocross circuit or something. It really, things haven't changed that much in a couple of thousand years. You go out, spruce yourself up, try not to wipe the vomit off your chin and see if you can meet a dude.
Well, things have changed a little bit. But it was interesting. The thing I was presenting in Washington was a study on the college dating scene.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they have basically three options now. They hook up, which are these sexual encounters with nothing expected the next day.
Right.
They get joined at the hip, like these very fast, rapidly progressive relationships.
Right.
Or it's friends with benefits.
Yeah.
All unsatisfactory to women. Ambivalent at best. The women are kind of unhappy and sure it's not right.
What do you mean? What's wrong with the initial whirlwind sort of love at first sight?
The joint at the hip one?
Yeah.
Because they get sucked in these relationships they're not sure they want to be in.
Well, what about the guys? They get sucked off too, and I don't know. Look, so what do you mean all? Look, whatever it is to the women, the joint at the hip one, you could argue is worse for the guy than it is for the woman. How dare
you?
Well,
but the guy that wants the joint at the hip relationships are seeking that kind of thing and sort of hiding out from the hooking up world.
You can argue that the women that seek that are getting that relationship as well.
But as you've said, listen, as you know, men don't have that many options. The guys that would go for the joint at the hip are not the guys that are hooking up.
Well, that's true.
While the women, if they're open to whatever will happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You make a very valid point that no one understands.
But you know what I'm saying?
Sort of. I just don't care. There's a difference. I know what you're saying. I don't care what you're saying. Okay? Kristen?
Yes.
What's your... all right. So, guy, yeah. Something with a date.
So, how long before she should sleep with a guy?
Well, that's a question. Can you get 7 dates into a day?
No.
Because then it sounds right?
What if it's not the only guy you're dating? Or what if it's not the only... You're not the only girl he's dating?
Well, I mean, that's fine. I mean, that's when, you know, the conversation will probably begin. Because after, you know, I'm not going to, you know, sleep with someone I'm not interested in.
And interested in forming, like, a boyfriend relationship with?
Well, yeah.
All right.
Like, I'm ready to settle down and, you know.
You seem a little behind the times with the dating.
Yeah, I was engaged for 4 years.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened with that?
I just wanted a different life, basically.
All right. We obviously don't know what that means. What was wrong with that?
I wanted to start school and not have children, and he wanted children right away.
So he wouldn't allow you to go to school?
He wasn't too crazy about me having a career.
Why were you engaged for 4 years then?
I wasn't engaged for 4 years. We were dating for 4 years.
I see.
I was engaged the last year. We were
together. Okay.
I see, yeah.
We were living together, the whole thing.
Look, Chris, and you're an intelligent girl.
Yeah.
You start...
Thank you.
You have sex when you feel the time is right. Don't put a number on it. You know,
start figuring out.
If it's 3 days, fine. If it's 23 days, fine.
But one
just
thing
do it when you
these
want.
Guys don't have is the normal sort of milestones. They don't have a way to tell that they're progressing
That's
in a relationship.
Yeah, the guys in my age bracket, when I've gone out, they're all categorizing me in those three things. Like, if I fall into those three things,
okay. Listen,
me,
okay. Here's what you do. Here's what you do then.
First date.
A little passionate kiss, a little tongue.
Okay.
At the door. But not tongue in the basement of his mom's house, a place where sex could go on.
Right.
Tongue in a place where you have to move on.
You can get away.
And you can't move on to sex.
All right.
So a little tongue at the doorstep or possibly in the car out front of your house after your door already opens on the passenger side.
Okay.
Okay, a little tongue on the first date. Drew, you stop me if you disagree with
anything. I'm going to say one thing with the hooking up thing is alcohol is always involved. So easy on the alcohol.
Yeah, easy on the booze.
Oh, yeah, no, I know my limit.
Guys will want to go out. You know what's funny about guys, too? I've seen guys get into fist fights over, like, one beer. But when it comes to the first dates, oh, you want a pitcher of margaritas at the $19 a pitcher? You know, oh,
yeah.
You sure, baby?
Yeah.
Hey, I bought these.
Red flag.
Hey, I bought these little club cocktails. I always keep them in the car in a cooler. Yeah, isn't it funny? It's so ironic with guys. I mean, I've really gotten into fights with guys over just a half a beer, and yet. They will buy a pony cake for a girl with no problem. And they realize, of course, you do the math. But
yeah.
So, tongue action first date.
Okay.
But in a place you can get away, like the doorstep.
Maybe the first three dates.
Second date, more tongue action, but just in a... could be on the doorstep again, second or third date. Okay, on the doorstep again with the tongue action. Third date, tongue action and some groping and some making out in a slightly more intimate environment, not the bedroom, but like on the sofa in front of the TV kind of thing.
Okay.
Date
three, tongue action,
the groping,
on the sofa.
Groping, guys are thinking that's next, that evening or next move.
That's outside of the sweater and, hand on the thigh.
See, I think the slow part needs
finger
to
finger full of margarine and going up the coos.
See, I would need to slow it down a little more because I'm the one that kind of gets carried away.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, well, if you're just listen to me. Make out doorstep, tongue action doorstep,
right,
first
okay.
date, tongue action doorstep, second date, but just maybe a little more tongue action.
Mm-hmm.
Third date onto the sofa for some prolonged making out with some rubbing and hand exploring. Fourth date, you're getting into some... well, here's the problem. As an adult, once you get naked,
the station game's on.
Yeah, fourth date, go at it.
No. Listen, remember that just because the guys want to have sex...
Do it in the train station?
No. You have to keep in mind that just because he's going for it doesn't mean he has designs for a relationship or has any...
Or respect.
Not respect. You seem to want some substantial connection, substantial feeling, some potential relationship. And guys want sex if relationship comes, okay. So just remember that. Just realize that they're behaving in a way that is driven by their biology. And if you also feel there's something else coming along with that, so be it. But give it a little time to develop.
Okay. Fourth date, intercourse. Fifth date, cornholing. Sixth date, Felch. Seventh, the Dirty Sanchez. Right? Okay. So that covers the week. If you go out every day in the week,
you mentioned you might be able to do it all in one day, too, at one point, right?
That'd be great.
Oh, my God.
I'd love to say that to a chick where she goes, I will not sleep with a guy before the 10th date. I'd love to go, that's all right if we can get 10 dates in before, like, let's say 7, 8 o'clock.
Oh,
it'd be great. Maddie?
Yeah.
You're 35?
Okay.
All right. Okay, what's up there?
Am I on the air?
That's right, Maddie.
Oh, hey, what's going on? I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Obviously.
All right.
Okay.
You're
so
fat.
Drew, please.
Go ahead. Yes?
I understand that all men, most men, fantasize about having three ways with their girlfriends.
Yeah.
Can you argue with that, or is that true?
Yeah.
At a certain age.
Certain age, yeah.
Up to a certain age, then you're over it?
Yeah. After that, you're
for
an
some
asshole.
Guys.
Yeah, you're an a-hole after that.
Up to what age is it okay?
34 and a half. No, wait a minute. How old am I? I'm 37. 38.
Okay, here's
no, it's not an age. It's where you're at, the relationship.
In your life. Okay.
If shut up. If you got a couple of kids and you're married to this woman, you really shouldn't be thinking about a threesome because that's going to screw things up.
Yeah.
Why does it have to? I mean, here's my deal. I could totally do without it, but I have done it with a boyfriend or two. I mean this. Just genuinely for them.
Yeah, well, regardless of why you do it, the relationships don't survive it.
Why?
Because
why can't it? Because
that's the way humans are. I wish if they could survive it was good for you, I'd recommend it. In fact, I'd recommend five partners all at once.
Ooh. I mean, that's a little bit much. But the
problem is, it doesn't work. It never works. Those relationships are always destroyed.
So there's something dysfunctional about me by allowing it. I need to lay the law?
Or perhaps choosing these guys that pursue it so aggressively.
Maddie,
say the law is this. You can't sleep with her. You can't have intercourse with her.
Maddie, forget it.
Wait a minute. I want to hear the rest of Maddie's law.
Okay, my law is that I'm Queen Bee.
Right.
I'm like the queen.
Right.
I don't want to
make funny, but I'd say you're Queen C.
Why?
Yeah, you don't sound like B.
Not as you saw me.
Oh, really?
Right.
Are you hot?
People say.
Listen, just because you feather your hair.
I don't feather my hair. That is not my deal. Oh, because I'm from Portland, Oregon? I don't think so.
Listen.
I lived in L.A. for 7 years. Let's not talk about looks. I'm talking about internal stuff here.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Kind of stuff guys are interested in, like large intestine.
Right.
Right. Oh,
right. So I guess I do it to please them. And that does, and the rule is they can't sleep with her. They can watch us, and then I'm sort of the queen.
It's not gonna work. You seem to have some real difficulty with intimacy, and you don't understand that intimacy is disrupted by these kinds of behaviors.
Interesting.
Hold on, I dragged the mic extension out so I could stand out on a cliff in Monument Valley. Do you have any kids?
No.
Good. I stepped back away from the ledge, and I'm now back in the love line.
Wait, why did you have to step away?
I was going
to
kill myself if you had any kids.
Why?
What happened? What are you? You infertile?
No, I don't think I want to have children.
10 miscarriages?
None.
What happened? No kids at 35, really?
You guys need to get with the times. This is like the century of the independent single woman.
Okay. All right. Well, look.
Wait, can I ask you another question?
Yes.
Did you say Bill Dwyer was coming in?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Oh, my God. Can I talk to somebody off the air? I know Bill Dwyer.
Okay. What do you want to tell him off the air?
Well, no, I don't want to be on the air when I say it. I used to work with him.
Did you?
Who cares?
Did you have a threesome with him?
I knew you were going to ask that. Yeah, we worked at Club Menage a Trois on Sunset Boulevard. No, we worked at a comedy club together.
All right. Well, were you a waitress or a comedian?
I can't say.
You can't say?
Why can't you say?
You just said you worked at the club with him.
I know, I just can't. Not when I'm on the air.
Why?
All right, well, she did something with Bill Dwyer, though.
No. We were always really good friends.
Okay, well, then stop.
I told him where to stand in the club on the squares, at the club on the floor.
All right. Say hi to Bill Dwyer.
From Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, say hi to him. We'll play it to him tomorrow.
Say hi to Maddie.
Hi, Bill Dwyer. Maddie is sort of like my nickname. I just saw you in L.A. about 3 months ago with Kristen. How are you doing? How's
That's enough. Look, she was a handful. Piece of work.
Yeah.
Okay, but no kids. God bless her for that. And she's the queen. So the threesome chick that is brought into the bedroom only gets to watch her and her boyfriend have sex?
Queen G.
Queen G. Mm. Okay. All right. Eric?
Yep.
You're 18?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, it's like this. I'm 18.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last 2 years, no girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to the guy on the phone mm-hmm. that took my call. He said he hasn't had a girlfriend either.
Right.
So I'm trying to make it sound like that's like, you know, normal.
Well, I don't know what percentage of 18-year-old guys have girlfriends, but I guess it's lower than 50%.
I would think.
But, you know, I ride bicycles, you know, a little motocross, like
sure.
German grass. I do that. I race.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. Hit that. I'm a hick. It's true. I drive a green truck, you know.
Right.
I don't think this is all helping, but, you know.
You ride bicycles and...
bicycles. It's bicycles.
Right.
Yeah, that's motocross, you know. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
He's also working at the Thrifty right there.
Some guy buying a case of Slim Jims or something like that?
Well, nah. I just bought a pack of Mickey's and hit up the power lines, you know.
Okay.
Because that makes girls like me for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what I want guys to do. All guys, please listen to me and do this little experiment. I really think it's going to make a big impact in your life. And I know... It sounds like I'm making fun of you, but I'm really not. This is going to be a huge help. All males between the age of 16 and 30, I'd like you to do this. Don't look in the mirror. Stop looking in the mirror. Stop worrying about what you look like in the mirror. Start recording yourself and then listening to your conversations. That's what I'd like you to do, because there's where the gain could be made. You see, guys are interested in what a woman looks like, so guys think women are interested in that in a man, and they are to some degree, but they spend too much time in the gym and too much time at the beach and too much time getting their hair done and doing all this nonsense when they really should just be recording themselves and listening, because that would give them the edge. You have no idea that the overwhelming majority of you are dicks. And that you sound horrible, and that women hate you because of your personality. Blah, 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 blah. Thank you. More your attitude than your personality, but personality and attitude. You can look good. The guys do the same thing, right? I'm told I'm good looking. I'm into this. I'm into that. Meanwhile, all we can hear is world-class dick. Right?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. That's right. Everyone record yourself and then play it back. That's where the work needs to be done. Except for me, of course. Virginia, blah, blah, blah. You're 19.
Yeah.
What's up? Turn your radio down, please.
Okay. I have a friend. She's, like, my best friend. And she, like, whenever we go out, she, you know, she's always, like, touching my shoulder, my arms, you know, like, playing with my hair, like, whenever we're, you know... talking or whatever, you know. I mean, it just makes me feel really uncomfortable.
You tell her that?
No. I mean, because I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Is it uncomfortable because you're just not a touchy person?
Well, yeah. I mean, and then, I mean, like, she messes around with me, too. Like, oh, my God, you know. Like, when my boyfriend's around, she'll be like, oh, well, you know, she's mine. And, you know, just things like that. Well, I mean, I just don't know how to, you know, tell her, you know, like to calm down because it makes me feel uncomfortable or something, you know?
You know, that's why I always keep a golf ball in my pocket in case I'm accosted by a lesbian, I can throw it.
To run after it?
Yeah, it's like when you break into a big estate, you keep a pork chop in your pocket. If the guard dog comes after you, just toss it in the bushes and the dog will go after it. You do that with the golf ball.
I don't know that your friend's a lesbian, Virginia. Do you know that?
No, I mean, I don't think she's a lesbian.
Okay, well, this is maybe you ought to just put it in
some... Well, you treat it... You do like what guys do. If one guy starts grabbing another guy or whatever, it's, hey, faggo, what's going on here?
Or how about just say, hey, you're smothering me. So you use terminology that's a little more...
Well, what's she doing in a kidding way? I mean, yeah. she grabs you, you go, hey, Leslie, what's happening?
Yeah, but I mean, she gets like really hurt, like last, you know, a couple of days back, we were, you know, kicking back. I was sitting next to my boyfriend. She was sitting next to me. And my boyfriend was hugging me. And, you know, she had her head on my shoulder, you know. And
Well, hold on. What's all the hanging out with your boyfriend and her? Where's her boyfriend?
She left him.
Why?
Because he was really, you know, always cheating on her.
Okay.
And, you know.
Okay.
Drama.
Yeah. Well, this she may have a little drama in her.
Oh boy.
Oh well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know that.
And she creates the drama. You may not want to. You may want to start weaving your way out of this relationship, cutting it back a little bit.
But I mean, I mean, she's a really good friend. I know she always depends on me, you know, to be there for her.
Well, I know, but that's not a really good friend. That's someone who depends on you to help them.
Who's leaning on you, who's taking advantage of you and is not being respectful of boundaries. And you have to just push her back a little bit. And if it hurts her feelings, that's her problem. You're not doing anything wrong. You're not asking for anything unusual. You're not trying to hurt her. You're not even telling her things that should be hurtful. You're just telling her to maintain appropriate boundaries. That's all. To be respectful of you.
Hey, get your boyfriend to slide in there and step up and say something too. Well, perhaps
you can figure out creative ways to do it in ways that are not hurtful. Like use humor.
Yeah,
be gentle, but do it.
All right. Listen, everybody. If there's somebody who's crossing the line with you, you know the excuse we hear all night is, "But they're such good friends." But if they were such great friends, they wouldn't be screwing you.
They'd be more respectful.
Right. There wouldn't be. Now, this is not egregious, but we hear it all the time when the person tried to kill the other person and they can't back away from them because they're such great friends. But great friends don't do things. Great friends act like great friends, in other words.
That's right.
So don't be scared to discipline them a little if they're not acting that way. All right. Stripper girlfriend. Oh, it's a guy.
All right.
Let me see.
It's all guys.
Five genital piercings with Josh.
Girl.
Slept with a guy with a lump.
He went limp.
Oh, he went limp. Oh, that's the word limp, yeah. Well, it's almost like the word lump.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, it's not, you know, they say it's a letter away. You know what I mean?
It's limp, a line away.
Limp and lump, but it's really just an
a
L.
Line. Yeah, an L away.
I mean, it's just a line with a little bottom on it away. Yeah, that's what I look at. That's how I look at it. All right, when we come back, we'll speak to Alicia, who is 15, and she slept with a guy who went limp, and now... He blamed her? Oh, this is going to be good. After this.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. When we left off, we're going to speak to Alicia, who's 15, who slept with a guy who went limp, and he blamed her. Alicia?
Hello?
What's up?
Hi.
Yeah.
One day I just said, okay, to this guy, okay, let's have sex, right? He's 16.
Sure.
And we did it and everything, but during, it just, like, went soft.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told one of my other friends that it was my fault, really, that it happened.
Hmm. Well.
Yeah. Well, how did you, I mean, who is this guy? Friend of yours?
Huh?
Friend of yours?
Yeah.
Just a friend?
Yeah.
Why'd you have sex with him?
No, he's not my friend. He told my friend.
Why did you have sex with this guy?
I don't know. I just thought he was cute. And I just wanted to see. Everybody said it was small, but I just wanted to see for myself.
This is a bogus call, too, isn't it?
Either that or just really a mess.
Are you sort of disjointed in your thinking, Alicia?
I don't know. I just, no, really was. I really liked him. And I don't know what
liked
I was
it?
Thinking.
You liked it, the guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I drink alcohol.
And, you like... Alicia.
Huh?
I'd like you to go to... When do you go back to school?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you in school now?
Yes. No, not yet. I start on the 28th.
Of August.
You go back... You go into the 10th grade?
Yes.
Okay. You, study hard, all right?
Oh, I am. That's all I'm going to concentrate on.
Where are you going to go? You going to go to college?
Yeah. I'm not sure after high school, right after high school, but I'm going.
Not sure if you're going to go to beauty school or bartending school? All right.
No.
So you slept with this guy. He lost his erection. Now he's blaming you. And what do you care? Is he telling? How many people is he telling?
How many people is he telling?
Yeah, is he telling a lot of people?
He told this one guy, and it got back to my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend. And now my ex-boyfriend don't want to be with me no more.
Well, but that's why he's your ex-boyfriend, right?
Yeah, but I wanted to get back with him.
Well, you guys broke up. Okay.
We broke up because we were having problems in our relationship. That was, our relationship was getting too, like, serious, and I didn't want that.
Okay, so you broke up with him. Now you want to get back together with him. Alicia, here's what I want to say to you.
Okay.
You got way too much energy for the guys. You're sleeping with some guy who you don't really know, you don't really like. You got to slow down a little with this.
Yeah, I know.
There's going to be trouble.
You're 15.
You're 15.
I know.
There already is trouble.
What's up? Are you pregnant?
Oh, no.
No. Are you using any protection?
Yes.
What are you using?
Condom.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of backup in case the condom breaks?
No.
Do you know about emergency contraception?
No.
Okay.
Condom.
All right. The condoms break or they fall off. All kinds of things happen. And there's a way you can get something called emergency contraception from your doctor that you can take after that if a condom breaks, okay? Just get your hands on that. It's called Prevent or Plan B.
I can see her pregnant in another...
3 weeks.
6 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether she has intercourse or not.
Wow.
I don't even know how to answer a question. Just stop thinking about guys so much and start focusing on grammar. Alan?
Yes.
You're 23. What's up?
Yes. How you guys doing tonight? Welcome back, Adam.
Thank you.
Hey, quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
Hope you can maybe help me out. Yeah, like I said, I'm 23. I'm dating a stripper right now. She's the same age.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together for about 7 or 8 months. I'm pretty open-minded sexually. The problem that I've run into is...
Unlike most 23-year-old guys who date strippers, this guy's not closed off.
I'm just thinking he's dating a stripper.
Yeah.
In order to date the stripper, he's become open-minded.
Right.
Right. Anyways, guys, the problem is she's really into anal sex. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I have no problem with doing that. My problem is, you know, about 2 weeks ago, we were doing it, and she started telling me to DP her. And I had absolutely no idea what that was.
Well, neither do we.
Okay. Well, it turns out it's called a donkey punch. I have no idea what it was until the other day I talked to my friend. And he explained to me, he's like, you know, basically she wants you to hit her while you're having anal sex with her. I'm not really into any type of physical violence or anything of such.
Where does she want you to hit her?
In the back of the head.
Yeah.
And I've kind of talked to her about it and explained to her, you know, I'm not really into, you know, punching anyone or anything like that.
Right.
She's like, well, I have a hard time enjoying it without it. And every other guy I've ever been with has never had a problem doing with it.
Great.
And, you know, she's not the only girl I slept with. You know, I'm pretty experienced. I mean, I've worked in the industry, so I've been around a little bit. I've never ran into that. I mean, have you guys?
What industry?
Stripping, the bar industry.
You're not a DJ, are you?
No, I'm a doorman.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know if this is just me, it's unusual, or if she's got issues, or...
she got issues.
Okay. She got some issues there, Alan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, that's basically the only question I had for you guys.
Well, here's what I do to the ladies. I give them the anal sex, and then I punch them later when they're not expecting it. I wait till they fall asleep, and then it's... usually, my move is a good... left uppercut, which pops the head up over the pillow, and then a right hook.
Oh, okay.
It's just I clean them off with the right hook. See that, and then I tell them I'm hardcore, baby.
DP this.
ain't your goddamn poodle here. I do my own DPing. Yeah, this girl's a handful.
Boy,
look.
But don't you feel sad for her? I mean.
Yes, I'm a stripper. I like to get punched in the back of the head.
I think of people like that. I think that in order for them to experience what normal kinds of arousal that people experience, they're so burned out and having been abused or whatever that
right.
they have to have that in order to experience arousal.
Right.
It doesn't register otherwise. The brain is too
right.
shut off to all that.
Right. You having. Straight intercourse, missionary style, for someone who's screwed up like this,
doesn't register.
Would probably be the equivalent to us getting, maybe a little tongue action from the girlfriend or something, right?
Yeah.
And so, yes, I need to be sodomized and then smacked in the back of the head. But isn't it in a way like? Somebody who's an alcoholic has to... I mean, you know, when you get going with, let's say, an addiction...
Yeah.
You're going to have yourself a few hard balls and a couple of pills to really get your jack on.
Because your brain has been so conditioned.
Right. As opposed to my mom, who has a half a glass of champagne and starts giggling like a mad woman, telling everyone at the table she's drunk.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Half a glass of champagne. My mom is three sheets to the wind. Mm-hmm. And if you're screwed up, you gotta drink five bottles.
Yeah.
And that's basically what this is, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, listen. Don't marry this girl and don't get her pregnant.
There you go.
And you're not going to cure her. No. Don't cure her.
No. And don't be surprised by these things she's asking for.
Will?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
What's up? 26.
26, yeah. I got a couple of weeks ago, my upper lip kind of swelled on the inside, on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Went to my doctor. Turns out I had an infection because of a nerve that had died a few months back that I didn't get treated. And upon further inspection, he noted that some of my other teeth were pretty bad off. I mean, not the most desirable set of, you know, ivory. So I'm fixing that. I'm going to get some dental work done and all that. But my question is this. He thought that it came from drug use. He said basically anything like that he'd ever seen before came from extensive drug use. Like
stimulants. Yeah, stimulants.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've maybe done cocaine 3 times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've smoked a lot of marijuana. But never done anything real hardcore like that, so I know it's not drug use.
Mm-hmm.
Was he seeing it? You ground down your teeth, something like that?
No. It's more like at the top where the tooth meets the gum, where it's kind of just decayed quite a bit actually, and then a number of my teeth. And I brush my teeth regularly, always have, so I can't figure out what it is. So I was having sex the other day with my girlfriend, and I'm pretty big on performing oral sex. I love it almost as much as sex itself, and I'm thinking maybe Dr. Drew, the fluids that come from inside a woman.
Nope,
nothing like that.
When was the last time you saw a dentist, Will?
Probably about a year and a half ago.
Every year and a half, you're seeing a dentist?
No, that's not been the regular case.
Yeah,
no.
You just don't get proper dental care.
I just moved to a new area about a year and a half ago.
Right. You don't get dental care properly. Teeth rot. That's,
find a dentist.
Yeah, get a dentist. You didn't see a dentist for many years. You almost lost all your teeth.
I didn't see a dentist for six, 7 years.
And when they got their hands on you, they needed a jackhammer to fix everything.
How dare you? Yeah, I had to have some root canal. And then I had to have the root canal redone because they screwed it up. Oh, and now it's actually flaring up again. There's just still some infection.
But the point is that you don't have proper dental care. You should be surprised.
Well, okay, let me...
Some people have gum disease. All kinds of reasons people get problems with their teeth that are not...
Right.
Sex related.
From going
my
down.
My God.
Nice spin, though.
Oh, my God.
Well, look, what would you rather have on your resume as to why you got some gum disease?
Crack or...
Is you doing blow and not flossing or pleasuring women too much? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
What a retard.
I know.
Okay, but let me say this about teeth. Let me say this about everything in life. Okay? And everyone understand this. It's going to take the pressure off all of you in life. The world is your oyster. No. I mean, because that's all the world is. That's all I have to say about life. No, let me tell you. I just got back from Vegas, okay? I was just traveling with the Juggies from the Man Show for the last, 4 or 5 days, okay? They were on the trampoline. I was helping them out with the trampoline. We had them all on the trampoline.
Tough work.
Bouncy.
Tough work. I've just spent the last 4 or 5 days with these women. They eat buckets of candy. They eat candy like kids, and none of them work out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
They all look spectacular in a bikini. I mean, they're on a, you know, they got a light on them. They're on a trampoline, and you can't, they're spinning, doing 360s in the air. You can't find a flaw on them, okay? And I really mean that the whole trip, I was with them for almost a week. No working out, no jogging, and they literally buy sacks of candy. They love candy. Like some kind of strange pet. They buy sacks of candy, eat candy. They do nothing. They eat like pigs. They eat a bunch of candy. They don't work out. Now, they all look spectacular. Why? Because that's the hand that they were dealt. Okay. Why do some people... You ever meet these people? They've never had a filling, and they're 45 years old.
That's right.
Yeah. You want to know why? That's the hand they were dealt.
This guy's teeth
falling out. Flossing would help, and brushing would help. But if you got a bad hand from a dental standpoint, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You're going to be working full time just to keep the teeth you got before 50.
Right.
And if you got great teeth, everyone you know who's 30 and doesn't have a, who's 20 and doesn't have a cavity, doesn't have a filling, that is a hand that was dealt to them. That's a genetic thing. And it's just like your eyes. What? You wear glasses. Why? Because you stared at the sun?
Right.
Or every time you drove, you stuck your head out the window?
Right.
No, that's just your eyes are bad. That's the way it is. That's the way it is with everything, everybody. You can diet and not balloon up. You can floss, maybe keep some of your teeth. But that don't make as big a dent as the hand that is dealt to you by nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, do your flossing, do your dieting. But don't expect to change anything too much. Thank you.
And good night.
We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Bill Dwyer's going to be in here tomorrow night from BattleBots. And then David Alan Greer. And Harlan Williams is going to be in here, too, as a funny comedian who you've seen on quite a few movies. All right. And on this show, yes. Thank you. All right. Josh?
Yeah.
21?
Yeah, that's me.
What's up? Five genital piercings.
Yeah, Adam, you might want to cross your legs for this one.
Yeah.
I just want to know what's going on with me. I really enjoy getting my genitals pierced. I don't know why. Nobody in my family's like that. I'm usually just an average guy. It's just I enjoy this, and I don't know what that really says about me.
I think it's a sort of an aggressive thing, an aggression. My patients that I ask why they do this, they will say things on the order of, I want to do this to myself before anyone screws with me. That's in the order. And I got to tell you something. I cut my hair real short a couple months ago, and I had an awareness that it was an aggressive thing. That it felt like an aggressive release to do it. And you know what? It felt good.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so what? Big, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It feels nice to go, screw you, society. I mean, if somebody says...
It's a little different than that, though. It's more like it's an aggressive mastery feeling of some sort. And thank God, if you cut your hair short, it doesn't say screw your society. It's just you're just messing with your own self. But I don't know. Does that sound right at all, Josh?
I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely doing it for myself because I'm not showing it off. I'm not sexually active. I haven't had sex in
but
almost
you don't,
8 years.
You don't get any sense of a release of aggression when you do it.
Whoa.
Yes. I don't know. It's something that I
haven't had sex in how long?
Almost 3 years.
Ooh.
Wow. Hey, it's,
he's mad at his penis.
Those barbells aren't the only thing rusting down there, I'll tell you that. His balls have rusted.
He's angry.
And another thing that I've been looking into is actually implants. Like
little beads?
Yeah, it beads underneath the skin.
All right, let me float this theory and to Josh and Drew.
Mm.
What if something like this happens? I mean, I don't want to go into the weirdest case scenario like with everything, but with Josh, he's already got five genital piercings, and he's looking to stuff some beads under his skin.
He's heading towards filial penis.
Something going on with Josh, and he's not aware of it and seems normal by other accounts.
Yeah.
Is it possible that this guy... Somebody put their hand on his junk while he was in his crib for a year,
wired something
into his psyche, and then stopped. He never knew about it, went on with life, and now has this overwhelming desire to take control of his own genitalia.
I firmly believe that there's that kind of wiring phenomenon that goes on.
Josh, you think that's possible?
No, I mean, I have a really loving family that's really caring. There's no...
Well, I mean, neighbor,
babysitter.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think that's...
Let me ask this. It's going to sound bizarre, but do you ever have any recurring dreams?
No, not really. I mean...
He
by any accounts, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't
Wait. What do you mean, not really, you don't have a recurring dream?
Well, I mean, dreams. I mean, we all have dreams and...
But no recurring themes.
No, nothing that just keeps coming back over and over again.
All right. And what's your hair like? You got a bunch of tats?
No, I have no tattoos or anything. I mean, my ears are pierced. That's about it that you can see physically outwards. My hair's short, and I keep it clean. I'm a computer programmer.
You know, you're different than anybody we've talked to that does a lot of genital piercing. You aware of that?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's anybody that I've dealt with that actually has similar things. They're covered in tattoos.
Right.
They're,
okay.
You know, drinking.
So, never molested, never beaten or anything like that?
No. I mean, I have
nobody's
life, and I just really enjoy getting this done.
Okay.
And I see other people that have this, and they're really screwed up, and I want to know if I'm headed that way.
Yeah, you are. But, you know, but you got to replace the word enjoy with the word need.
Compulsed, yeah. I'm compulsed to do it.
You understand? Because when you say enjoy, it gives it a healthy spin. Like, look, I just enjoy heroin, or I just enjoy coke. I just enjoy.
Yeah.
This is more than enjoy. This is a need, a compulsion. And, you know, Josh, you're a smart guy, and you're working and everything. This is the kind of thing you can do a little work on.
Keep your eyes open.
Right. I mean, talk to a therapist and figure some stuff out. I don't know what the answer is, but I would talk to somebody before my dick looked like a sack full of doorknobs.
Oh, by the way. Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd look into it. Sure.
Well, here's the thing. This guy could get some therapy at age 35, and by then, you know, his unit's a mess.
Yeah.
Okay. Line two you want to talk to? Who?
Three.
Do you want to talk to three?
Yeah.
Why was Tara
Take
holding
line
up
three.
The...
Take line three.
Okay. She's not... She's nothing. All right. Carrie?
Yes.
Yeah, you're 34. What's up?
Hey, well, Adam, you were talking about... people being amputees. I lost my arm when I was 10 years old. And just some people talking about phantom pains can cause you to have phantom pains. When you were talking about that, then I got some. And what I've found over the years is if I pretend to scratch my elbow, if my elbow hurts or it itches, it'll go away.
Oh, that's interesting. He'd like reaches the
scratch in the air.
Yeah.
Marcel Marceau without an arm. And how did you lose your arm?
That brings me to my question. I had bone cancer, osteogenic sarcoma.
Oh, my God.
And Dr. Drew, last year, they decided they gave me too much chemotherapy, and I was suffering from cardiac myopathy.
They didn't give you too much chemotherapy. That's a common side effect of chemotherapy.
Right. Well, I guess more than they would give now is what they're saying, because this was back in the 70s.
Okay.
I also had four thoracotomies, and I'm a diabetic, but I'm alive. I work. I think I've done pretty well. But yeah. I am taking digoxin and beta blockers.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if there was something I needed to worry about the long-term side effects, because these are certainly some of the things that the cancer doctors didn't really give us a big heads up for, that, you know, we really almost expired last year.
No, lanoxin and beta blockers are as old as time, and they have no long-term side effects. However, the beta blockers will affect your sexual functioning and sometimes your mood.
Do you have a fake arm?
I tried. I lost my shoulder, too, and wear one is too heavy. There's not a lot that I can't really do. The state of California doesn't like me to drive stick shift cars.
Did he say how he lost it?
Yeah, he had the cancer.
The cancer, that's right.
Yeah, the state of California wants you to drive an automatic.
That's correct.
And other than that?
That's pretty much it. I know I'm very fortunate to be as sick as I was when I was so young, and...
you were blessed.
The hardest thing to come through is, you know, is having this. I had just a horrible situation last fall because my ejection fraction on my heart went way down. And
To what?
I was in the hospital.
What was the ejection fraction?
Yeah, down to 32. But
all right, you're not in the 20s, and it may pop up a little bit from there. Just make sure you take your meds and stay on top of that. You'll need to be watched very carefully.
Yeah.
Normal heart ejection fraction is about 60%, so he's lost half his muscle pump.
Someone's got real big boobs here. Susie?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah. My boobs, my nipples don't get hard with my boyfriend.
No. What size are your boobs?
36C.
Nice rack.
36C.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could be bigger. I mean, that's fine.
It's all right.
You're heading in the right direction.
What's the problem? Why does that bother you
like
so much?
Like C at a D by your... senior year of high school, though.
Why does that bother you, Susie?
It's just, I don't know if something's wrong with me.
No, you're fine.
Do you have sensation in them?
Yeah, but...
All right.
With my boyfriend earlier, I did, but with this one, I just don't.
Is that because some time has passed and your body's changed?
What?
Is that just because your body's changed as time has passed?
I don't know. It's just they... don't get hard or anything with him anymore.
So unsatisfying to ask our callers questions, isn't it?
We shouldn't ask them anything. Well, I ask them the basics, like what color's your hair,
okay,
what your middle name is, but you can't ask them the stuff they got to think about.
Yeah.
Susie?
Yeah?
I know you can't answer that. You're saying, like, was her last boyfriend a year ago?
Right.
Maybe her boobs have grown.
Right. Things have changed.
Have you put on some weight?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Just my boobs have gotten bigger.
See,
but
there you go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And you think you're in love with this new guy?
No.
Oh, you're not?
Oh, well, maybe you're not.
Maybe you're just not turned on by him.
Maybe you should listen to your breasts.
That's right.
I wasn't in love with my last boyfriend.
You weren't?
No, I wasn't.
All right, but you may have been attracted to your last boyfriend more. Do you think you were attracted to him more?
That could probably be that.
Oh. Okay. Well, there you go. I'm a genius. She's having sex with a guy that she's not really into, and she's wondering why her nipples don't get hard.
There you go. Isn't it nice to help people every night here?
It really is. It's actually, here's how we serve our function. Here's how we perform our function. We repeat what people say back to them out loud, and then they hear it. Like they go, my right foot hurts.
Let me get this straight.
Is it on fire? Yes, it is on fire. Your right foot is on fire? My right foot is on fire. And now we get answers, you see?
Yes.
All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Hello. This is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
Hey, everybody. Well, that's it. Another fine episode of Loveline, safely buried deep in the ground.
Seems almost like we haven't been gone.
Nope. Bill Dwyer will be here tomorrow night from BattleBots, the Comedy Central show. I love that show, so I have plenty of questions for Bill.
You got to work on your breath by tomorrow night.
My breath bad?
Oh, boy.
I ate a bunch of fresh garlic. I made myself a nice tomato and garlic salad. Wait, you don't always notice my breath is bad, right?
No.
I ate two big cloves of fresh garlic.
You burp when we walked to the bathroom, and walking 10 paces behind you, yeah. I almost got knocked over.
I think that's the garlic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Well, I'm not going to. You're saying eat more garlic?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Work on your
You
garlic.
Want consistency.
Yeah. That's right.
You want every night to be bad. Okay. Well, how dare you? Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
In fact, I'd recommend five partners all at once.
Ooh.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.